Colorado Preps. Kevin Schaefer with your Colorado Preps cast.
Football has returned here in Colorado. The 2019 football season in all classes gets underway this weekend. We, of course, will provide in-depth coverage throughout the year with our weekly reports on each classification on the website and also with a weekly podcast here on our network. Our podcasts this year are presented by Napa. We invite you to take advantage of their oil change special here in August. You get 5 quarters of Napa conventional oil and also a ProSelect filter, all for the price of just $15.99. We welcome them to our list of sponsors this year. Our report this week, we're going to kind of mix some week one thoughts and also some season thoughts in each classification, and we're going to start in six-man. It's a very good schedule for week one. 3 top 10 battles are on the list. Number 3, Fleming, home to number 7, Idalia. Number 5, Flagler High Plains. They go to number 9, Briggsdale. But, of course, the main attraction is the state finals rematch. That's between number 1, Stratton Liberty, and number 2, Kid Carson, coming up on Friday. Teams played twice last year. Carson won the regular season matchup, but Stratton Liberty, of course, took the championship game rather easily, 57-12. Now, looking to this year, Wildcats are rated lower to open the season, but probably should be favored in this one. They return probably more talent from last year's club than do the Knighted Eagles. Plus, Stratton Liberty could be without a key player in this one due to injury, and they're a bit young in a couple of spots. We expect them to be a factor by year's end, but probably the underdog in this season opener. Regardless of the outcome, we still think Carson and Stratton Liberty favored to battle in the championship game again later this fall. Now, a third team in the mix could be Fleming. Wildcats have state titles, of course, in their recent history. They've been down a couple of years, but they're the one squad outside the top two that many coaches tell us they could be a threat to the title. And again, they get a good test against Idalia in their opener. In eight man, still the same story here in 2019. Sedgwick County, the team to beat, lost a tremendous senior class again to graduation, but some coaches telling us Cougars could be even better this year. They're trying to become the first eight man club to ever win 5 consecutive state championships. They became the third a year ago to win 4 straight, and now trying to make history, and it starts with a game against Simla on Friday night. Cubs have a new coach in David Guy, was an assistant the last couple of years, and of course, he's been in charge of their solid basketball program for quite a while, but he gets a very tough assignment in their opener. Maybe the best game in eight-man in week one features Marino and Pikes Peak Christian, both teams returning semifinalists and coming off great playoff runs. Rams, of course, battled injuries much of last year, but then upset Sedgwick County just to make the playoffs, then won 2 postseason games before ending with a loss in that rematch to Sedgwick County. Rams do have some changes, of course. All teams do at this time of year, but that also includes the man running the show. Nathan Schmidt takes over from Dan Sutter. His first game is a tough one as well. Pikes Peak Christian, they won 11 games a year ago, by far their best total in school history. They have a good senior group coming back. They've played together since about the 6th, 7th grade. Need some folks to step up forward up front, but again, they should be a conference champ and a playoff team again this year. Now, Honey is another team to watch in the eight-man division. They, of course, had just 2 losses last year, both to Sedgwick County, 1 to start the year, and again in the state championship matchup. But they, too, have a good set of talent coming back for their veteran coach, Gabe Dasko. They're off here in week one, but again, will challenge the 4-time champs for their opener next weekend. Out west, we see some challenge from both Mancos and Rangeley this year. Mancos looks to bounce back from that tough playoff loss to Marino, but they were unbeaten in regular play last season. Rangeley looking to produce their best season in nearly a decade. Good group of kids we hear out there. In Class 1A, quite a few of the top teams have the opening week off, but they get to use it as an early bye week, but will then play 9 games in a row without a break. Strasburg, Holyoke, 2 top 5 teams here in action this week. Second-ranked Indians meet University, the number 5 Dragons. They tangle with Haxton from the 8-man division, but that's a very good rivalry. Think both teams will post wins. Strasburg looks for their first victory under their new head coach, Brian Brown. Former assistant takes over for Jeff Geiger, who moved over to Brighton. Indians, as you know, have played in the last 3 title games with 2 championships. Holyoke, a very interesting team. They played quite a few freshmen and sophomores last year, still made the playoffs and gave Lyman a strong test late in the regular season. That group now a year older, stronger, 10 more games of experience. We think they've moved ahead of Burlington and Ray and should push Lyman for the North Central title. Lyman, though, the defending champs, are opening their 100th season of football next week as they take on Lamar. Tough early season season schedule for the Badgers. They also face Crowley County and Meeker before starting what we call the North Central Gauntlet. They have to replace 11 seniors from last year's state championship team as well. Corey Taha, Logan Marks, two key names for the Badgers. They will lead the club as other teams develop their positions. Colorado Springs Christian reached the state semifinals for the first time in school history last year. They're ranked third. Serious championship threat in our mind. Peyton Brones and Joe Dunn make up a very talented backfield. They combined for over 2,500 yards rushing last year. Lions also get back their quarterback Caleb Stockton. Think Centauri, another team that could make a strong push. They return virtually every skill player from last year. And also Adam Chacon, arguably the best defender in the division. He had 109 tackles a year ago. Meeker should again have a strong year out west as well. Ryan Phelan, the next in line of top-level quarterbacks for the Cowboys. He threw for almost 1,900 yards a year ago. That's the most returning in Class 1A. Other new faces, though, will have to step up. Cowboys, though, should get another conference title and another playoff spot. In 2A, usual teams dotting the top 10 here to start the year. Defending champ Lahana and the runner-up Platte Valley sit 1-2 this year. Faith Christian, Resurrection Christian, and Rifle finish out the preseason top 5. All those clubs except maybe Faith Christian must replace a very important part to their offense as we begin the new season. Lahunta will likely turn to Ryan Malden to replace their three-time player of the year, John Nushi, at quarterback. Malden has played key roles for the Tigers since his freshman season, but now he steps into the starting job at QB. Likewise for Cade McDaniel at Platte Valley. Like Malden, he's picked up crucial yards in critical games as a running back, but now could be asked to play at the quarterback spot. How well those two kids perform could be the difference for each of their teams. Both the Tigers and Broncos have great talent across the board otherwise, but quarterback still a crucial position for both. Resurrection Christian, they lost Zane Zulke and Cale Luke to graduation, but they returned quarterback Buck Coors. Rifle graduated Tanner Vines. He rushed for at least 2,000 yards each of the last 2 years. But again, the Bears always find a talented running back. Faith Christian gets back their fine quarterback Isaiah Kroll. He's a fourth-year starter and should lead the Eagles to another successful year. Of the top five teams, Resurrection Christian, the strongest challenge to start the season. They battle Sterling, which hopes to push Platte Valley in the Patriot East. Tigers return All-State lineman and linebacker Jake Busmenti and also starting quarterback Brock Schala. Rifles should roll past Grand Valley this week. Platte Valley will also be favored at Berthoud. Faith Christian and Lahunta have the week off. Bayfield, the only other top 10 club on the field here in week one. Wolverines meet an out-of-state foe. Major graduation losses the last 2 years for Bayfield, but they remain the team to beat in their conference. Maybe Salida, again, their top challenger. Western Slope Chase should be exciting and very good again this year. Four teams from that conference made the playoffs last season. We think at least three are a shoe-in to do the same. In addition to Rival, we look for Delta and Aspen to contribute. They both have great quarterbacks coming back. Basalt has been a playoff team the last 3 years, but again, they lost a host of key contributors. Longhorns in a rebuild mode right now. Now, we'll continue to look at the 2019 football season with classes 3, 4, and 5A in a moment. First, we get a word from our podcast sponsor, Napa.
Napa know-how.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, while supplies last, offer ends 8/31/19.
Now, the main storyline in Class 3A is how the top teams will replace major talent in very key positions. Graduation losses include Ty Evans at Palmer Ridge, Luke Andrade at Pueblo East, and Noah Roper at Erie. Evans threw for 9,400 yards and 106 touchdowns in his career. Andrade, also a three-year starter at East, who totaled over 3,000 yards and 33 scores last year. Roper ran for nearly 5,000 yards over the last 2 years with a whopping 73 touchdowns. Now, Palmer Ridge, the defending champ, and they have more than enough of talent back to make it three straight if a QB emerges. Rafe Rule is back at running back, along with Anthony Roberson and Caden Dudley of wide receiver, so that gives a signal caller several weapons to share the ball with. Plus, there's All-State lineman Cody Bruce and standout defender Jordan Spartz back for the Bears. Pueblo East has receiver Marvin London returning. He got 73 balls a year ago. He's a great threat for a new quarterback there. Erie may have to rely a bit more on their quarterback Gabe Mendoza as new backfield faces step up to succeed Roper. Now, there are plenty of good teams across the board in 3A, and we feel it could be the deepest division in Colorado this year. Palisade should roll through the West behind their All-State quarterback Cam Tucker. Green Mountain should take their title again this year. They have Trey Towndrow and Quinn Minart returning as their top offensive threats. Harrison is also heavily favored to win their division despite major graduation losses. Now, the Panthers are coming off their first ever playoff win in school history, and no other league team won more than four games. Best race could be the North Metro, featuring Holy Family, Meade, and Frederick. All three teams entered the postseason last year, and each has a good roster coming back. Meade, the defending league champ, they get back basically six major offensive threats. Holy Family returns quarterback Callahan Carter from injury, plus two top running backs and two quality wide receivers. Frederick returns a starting quarterback, several quality running backs to share the load, and key tight end Dylan Sindelar. Defense also gets back three of their top four tacklers, so again, a good conference race there. For Holy Family, a tough opener with Pueblo South this week. That's a top five game statewide. South maybe overachieved a bit with a very young roster a year ago. They went 5-5, but made the playoffs based on a strong schedule that they must somehow get through again. But their players have one more year of experience for their veteran coach Ryan Goddard, and we look for their win total to improve this year. Again, good tradition with the Colts. They won the 4A crown just 2 years ago. Now, we think Pine Creek is a team to beat in 4A, eliminated in round two by Skyline last year. Earliest exit in almost a decade, but that should drive the perennial power this year with momentum. They also have running back David Moore returning, already over 5,000 yards for his career. Now, according to the rankings, Loveland, Ponderosa, Broomfield, and Montrose, along with Skyline, top challengers this year. Loveland dominant last year, and tradition will again provide a quality team. But the Indians at number two could be a bit high. They lost almost their entire starting lineup on both sides of the ball to graduation. Ponderosa welcomes back Joe Hufford, 716 yards rushing to their backfield. They usually line up a very strong defense this year, the unit led by Ben Beecher. He had 124 tackles a year ago. Broomfield went 8-3 last year, but lost three-year starter Stephen Crowell at quarterback. They do return Caden Peters at running back, 520 yards, six scores, as a second option last year. Montrose won 11 games in 2018. They reached the state semifinals by beating Dakota Ridge and Greeley West. Lost to Loveland in the Final Four, but they do get back quarterback Keeley Goodwin, running back Emmert Kastendike, and also top defender Cole Simmons. Skyline returns Chase Silva at quarterback. He threw for almost 2,900 yards last year. Wasn't even the starter at the opening of the season. Team, though, lost to graduation top runner Jeremy Hollingsworth and standout wide receiver Kyle West. As we move to 5A, usual talk around the normal six teams. Valor Christian, Cherry Creek, Columbine, Grandview, Pomona, and Eagle Crest. They make up the top six, and those teams are again predicted to reach the Grade 8. Other two teams to be decided throughout the season among the ones that could be considered for those final two state quarterfinal spots: Fairview, Ralston Valley, Regis, and Thunder Ridge. They make up the rest of the top 10. Individually, we're kind of curious to see the numbers put up by Fairview quarterback Aiden Atkinson this year. He missed 4,000 yards as a junior by just 48 yards last year. He also tossed 55 touchdowns. He's at nearly 7,400 yards for his career with 78 scores. He needs roughly 3,200 yards passing to set a new all-time mark for yardage, and then 46 TDs to take over the top spot career-wise in that category. So Knights throw it, and he, again, could be the record setter at year's end. Big season ahead of us overall. We preview more in-depth in all these classifications each week on our website at coloradopreps.com. We look at the top teams and all the storylines for the season on our website this week. Scoreboard show also opens up on Friday. Hard to believe 16 years of that program. Goes from 9:30 to 11. We recap all the scores from all corners and classes of Colorado, and, of course, visit with coaches who post important wins. Our radio affiliate list list up to 30 stations this year, and we appreciate all their support. Also, look for a new mobile app coming out any day now. It will allow you to easily track scores each weekend while you sit and watch a game. Then you can also subscribe to our newsletter. It comes out each week as we provide high school sports coverage as well. Do both of that on our website there at ColoradoPreps.com. Thanks for joining us. Our report today, again presented by Napa. Take advantage of their oil change special here in August. Get 5 quarts of Napa conventional oil and a ProSelect filter, all for just $15.99. That's the Week 1 Podcast. I'm Kevin Schaefer.